thoughts on Pastor Tony Campolo. How does he find biblically the justification to say that homosexual marriages are fine in God's eyes? The Bible doesn't say that at all.
Since when did the religious left care what the Bible has to say? They twist it. They teach whatever is convenient. They are hardly literalists when it comes to theology. Tony Campolo is, I mean, he's so, when these guys are called evangelicals, I mean, it just almost causes me to choke when a Campolo or a Wallace or some of these guys are called evangelicals. There's no such thing. They're the religious left. They're not evangelical, and expect anything out of the religious left. They're near heretics. So, I mean, this didn't surprise me. I just guess I can't quite understand the shock, because this is what the religious left does. They tend to pervert Scripture.
Well, and his wife, he says, and his wife admits, that she's been very pro-gay marriage for a long time. But also, Jan, I didn't know their son is a pastor. He's a humanist pastor.
Yeah.
You talk about liberal out of liberal out of liberal. And talking to Jan Markell, Understanding the Times, and this is another sign, Jan, I think, of the end times. Don't you agree?
Yeah, exactly. And it's more of the days of Noah type stuff, days of Lot, days of Noah. But the last generation is going to be compared to the days of Noah. Nobody got it back then. Very few get it today. It just was a lot of perversion, a lot of delusion, and a lot of unbelief. And so we're just reliving those days. And most of the church is blind. They're just blind. But again, to call this guy an evangelical is such a stretch. It would be like calling, look, Jim Wallace is a self-admitted communist, and yet he's called an evangelical. A communist evangelical, it just isn't possible. Campolo is a socialist. And I'm sorry, a socialist evangelical, I don't believe that's possible.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. I don't believe it's possible to say in the Bible that it justifies homosexual relationships. And I tell all of you, if there are any of you that are homosexual, I'll tell you what I all say about heterosexual. Heterosexual sin is also wrong. Without having sex within a marriage, a man and a woman, it's sin. And so I'm not homophobic. I'm just making a statement that God's word is very clear about what God wants us to do in marriage between a man and a woman only. And if you've got comments or questions for Jan Markell, my guest, from Understanding the Times and Olive Tree Ministries, give us a call, 651-289-4499, 651-289-4499. We're also going to be talking about our conference coming up this October 2nd and 3rd. Jan, what happens, do you think, if the Supreme Court rules against marriage and says that marriages between can be and is legally men and men, women, women? What do Christians do then? Do we do civil disobedience? Because
my
plan.
Yes, and I think they will, because we're back to the days of Noah. So, yes, I think they will vote that way. I think it'll be, 6-3 or something like that. Maybe I guess it's however.
5-4.
Yeah, 5-4. I think the staunch conservatives will stick with traditional marriage. I think it'll be the final nail in the coffin of America. And again, that had to happen. Sounds like gloom and doom, but global government had to happen. We've had the Bilderbergers meeting all last week. I think they broke up yesterday, and that's a global government outfit. I mean, global government is on the horizon. Barack Obama has contributed to it in a significant way. Hillary Clinton will contribute to it in a significant way. It's setting the stage for the Antichrist, and we're so late in the panoply of things that I believe he is waiting in the wings. So these things had to happen. I mean, it's still tough to watch, but I do think a global government is what's on the horizon. But, you know, for that to happen, America had to seriously decline.
Well, you know, Jan, that's what worry concerns me, and I've been in prayer and thought and sent some things out. I think you got a copy of it. But I prophetically am hearing just bad things around the world about this fall in America, the judgment's coming. But also, you know, I interviewed Dr. David Jeremiah a couple weeks ago, and, of course, Dr. Kenton Bishore last week. They all say, one, we're the last generation. We're going to see the return of Jesus. I don't think there's any question about that. All the signs are indicating that.
Okay.
But there are some bad things going to happen before even the rapture happens. And even if the rapture happens before the 7 years, folks, I'm convinced, and Jen, I just want your thought on this. I'm convinced that something very difficult is coming upon us this fall, and judgment's going to start, and it's very sober. Are you hearing that at all from anybody, or is it just me hearing it from people?
Yes, if you'd give me just a moment, I'm looking up an article, and that may take me just a moment here, but it's seven things that are kind of ominous for the fall here, and just a second here, because I'd like to refer to it, and I didn't know we'd go
No, that's right. No, and please, if anyone has questions or comments for us, what you're hearing, talking to Jan Markell, understanding the times, we're going to talk about the October conference, too, that I'll be at with Grace Church, and you're all invited to. I think it's one of the best Understanding the Times conferences in the country. And
thank you.
651.
Well, this fall it will be, for sure.
Yep, 651-289-4499. 651-289-4499. You know, Jan, seriously, it might be the most important one because all hell might be breaking loose around the country. That's what's so scary.
Yeah, it's true. Here are some of the things that are projected to happen. Now, are all of them significant? You know, I have no idea. I don't know, because we get into the Shemitah, and I don't know if that's significant or not, but that's one of the things they're citing is going to happen mid-September, September 15th, the 70th session of the UN General Assembly begins, and they're going to push for a Palestinian state, and America will go along with it. Then we've got Blood Moon activity. Again, I don't know if that's relevant or not. I'm not here to defend or anything that. We've got, I'm scrolling through this article. I'm trying to see if there were some other things that look like they'd be, many are predicting a serious financial sort of a beginning of a crisis, this fall, or certainly into early 2016. I don't know. There's this Jade Helm that's going to culminate in September. I have no idea. Again.
Yeah, that Jade Helm thing, I had a listener, Doug, I'm deeply concerned about that whole issue, too. I mean, what could our government do if, you know, I was asking a person the other day, actually it was a lawyer, a scholar, could the President of the United States call martial law at any time? He said, absolutely, under executive order, that's his right to do. That's sobering under the right condition, whatever that might be. It's kind of scary when you think about it.
Yeah, and then September 25th through 27th, the United Nations is going to launch a brand new sustainable development agenda for the entire planet. Some have called this Agenda 21 on steroids. Anyway, those are just some of the things taking place this fall. So, and then many people hope for the rapture on Rosh Hashanah, which every year is a different date, but I think this fall is a significant time, and whether or not one or all or none of these things happen, I don't know. I run a nonprofit ministry, but I'm not a prophet, so I don't know.
Well, I'm not either. I've got to listen to other people who have a track record, and, you know, I know the Bible says that now we see through glass darkly, then face to face. So a lot of things can be murky, and Jan, isn't that true? I mean, people can agree to disagree prophetically, and yet they love the Lord.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
But I'll tell you, folks, nothing else. The Bible says that today is the day of salvation. Harden not your heart, lest the Holy Spirit of God leave you. Because none of us are assured, right, Jan? None of us are going to live by today. We could be dead in an hour. And I'm thinking about that beautiful girl from Eden Prairie who we were praying for and asking all of you to pray for, Sydney Gallagher, who is only 17 years old, beautiful girl from Eden Prairie, went to the dentist office and had a heart attack, and they've got her under life support right now. But we need to be praying that God would heal that beautiful girl. Mm-hmm. Here she goes into a dentist office having molars, you know, and went into a heart attack. And how
really?
How would anybody guess that? So Joan from Minneapolis asked me if we would pray for that girl, and I've been asking all of us, let's pray for Sydney Gallagher. And there's a good example of how something can come upon you, even a young person. But let's take a break. I'm talking with Jan Markell. And when we come back, I want to talk about the Understand the Times Conference, which is going to happen at Eden Prairie at Grace Church on October 2nd and 3rd. Who's coming? What's going to happen? You are all invited. It is free. It is awesome. And we also want to talk about, and I want to talk about some sobering assessments that Jeff Goldberg, Jewish writer and reporter of the Atlantic Magazine, shared last night at the Jewish Community Relations Dinner. about the rise of anti-Semitism in Europe, but also the rise of Jeff Goldberg said last night in Minneapolis at the Hyatt Hotel, the Jewish Community Relation, and he said that he sees many Jews leaving Europe going to Israel. Boy, to me, that sounds like a lot like the end times, too, that Jews are leaving places that were considered to be, you know, at least good, and they're saying, wow, it's not good, is it?
Well, it's, again, it's the predicted end-time hatred of Jews and Christians. Both are in the crosshairs. It's very tragic in the case of the Christians, particularly in Middle East and Africa. I mean, they're just being slaughtered by wholesale slaughter. It's, I think, the most tragic story of the 21st century. But I don't see the churches getting all that interested or troubled by it, and they may be, but I don't hear much about it, and I think that the I think we have responsibility, our Christian brothers and sisters. But you asked about Jews, not Christians, and it's just that the Bible says in the last days the two in the crosshairs will be Jews and Christians. So that is what's happening. And again, you've almost got to interpret these things from an end time perspective for them to make sense. You know, evil is waxing worse and worse, just as it said in the Bible. Days are just growing more and more dark, and I don't mean to throw in a plug for my conference, but that's why it's always good to get together with believers, no matter where it is, get together with believers and encourage one another, Hebrews 10:25.
Well, you know, let's talk about your conference, because, you know, I interviewed recently Dr. David Jeremiah, who said, no question, we're in the last generation, Jesus is coming. Dr. Bishore, you know, Franklin Graham, everybody is saying that. And they're not just saying because they're just pulling it out of the air. I mean, the signs are indicating that. And I never thought, Jan, and I hear this from a lot of people, you probably do too, they never thought evil would rise so quickly. And as you just said, not just Jews, but Christians in America are being marginalized. We're being attacked all the time.
Yeah, and that could even get worse with this Supreme Court decision here any day. We could be run out of business. Churches could be closed down if you know, they don't do the gay marriages and things like that. So we are I think we're on the verge of things that I think most people alive right now never thought they'd live to see. I mean, wouldn't that be true of yourself, Paul?
Oh, absolutely. In fact, my mentor many years, Dick Enroth, before he went to be the Lord, said, Paul, you will see where Isaiah said, woe unto you, that evil is good and good is evil, and we are there. Transgender, abortion, gay marriage, and all those of us who oppose it. And that's why I'm so discouraged by the Tony Campolos of the world. They are going to be held accountable. Gary Borgendale said something really interesting, Jan, that you lead a child against God, you're going to be held accountable. And I can see these young, vulnerable, you know, 12, 14-year-old kids, teenagers who are having sexual identity issues and saying, hey, Tony Campolo said it's okay to go, you know, be married to a gay or, you know, man to a man, woman to a woman. It's okay. It's not okay. It's a sin.
Well, some of this is the wreckage of liberalism. I hate to say it, but it's the wreckage of a particular political party, of which Tony Campolo is a proud leader. He was one of Bill Clinton's advisors, and this is what liberalism preys upon, and it's what it promotes. And it's again why I have such trouble with Christians who want to be proud liberals. I say it's not possible. You're not saying that, Paul. I'm saying that. I'll take the hits for that. I just maintain it's not possible to be a liberal and a staunch Christian at the same time.
Well, I'll tell you, I have a real problem when I see Christians talking about replacement theology, that the covenant with God and Israel is abandoned. Well, if God breaks that covenant, he'll break the covenant with us being saved, and he never does that.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
The other thing that bothers me, too, is, and I get off my high horse here, but normally let Jan do most talking, but Jan, I'm on a roll here, because what bothers me is those who support replacement, they want all the blessings, but they don't want the curses.
Yeah, they don't want the cursing.
Yeah.
Hey, right, Jan, they don't want the cursing.
Jan, tell us, we only got a couple minutes left, but I want to hear about your conference, because it is good. I'm going to be there both days, Friday night, October 2nd, Saturday all day, the 3rd. But tell us about who's coming, because I've never felt more strongly that this conference will be the most important conference you ever put on in the time it's on.
Well, we're going to live stream it, for one thing, for $25. We'll live stream it. But the good thing about that is they'll have access to the messages for 30 days. So They can follow my website, olivetreeviews.org, views as in viewpoint, olivetreeviews.org. We're trying to set it up as I speak. You can just sign up there and put the $25 in, and then October 2nd and 3rd, if you can't get there for some reason, you can have 30 days to watch the messages from Dr. Robert Jeffress, Michelle Bachman, Amir Sarfati, who was my radio guest this past weekend. He's an Israeli, and Pastor Jack Hibbs. Let me say this, Paul. My hotel, my first hotel, 90 rooms sold out in May.
Amen.
So, yeah, 90 rooms sold out in May. So now we have the Courtyard and the Hyatt. I think it's the Hyatt in Eden Prairie. And and if folks don't want to travel the region or the country, they can stay at either of you. So we'll have three hotels. And there's no cost for the conference. We do take some free will offerings. And it's a great time to, as I said earlier, it's one thing to watch these things online. It's another thing to be with fellow believers and encourage one another, Hebrews 10:25, because as we see things fall apart, remember, they're not falling apart. They're falling in place. And that's what's important that folks remember, is that even though it looks like everything's falling to pieces, they're really all falling in place so that the end time scenario can play itself out and the Lord will be returning any day. We don't know when, but I believe imminently.
Well, I'm with you, Jan. The signs are all around us at Sooner Turn. And folks, for all of you that are hearing this, if you don't know Christ as your Lord and Savior,